Chapter 24.
Luke sat on a flat stone, meters away from the easily climbable portion of the southwest slope. He was wrapped up head to toe in a dark blanket he'd had Dion bring him. His lightsaber was still on his belt. In the initial moments of the attack, he watched impassively as 8 Rancors clambered up, some only a few meters away. One toward the center lagged behind the others, looking right and left, clearly seeking Luke, but had never found him, and continued on past. Already half into a meditative state, Luke allowed himself to sink farther into the Force, away from the present. Now he could feel, even visualize, the Force energy net above him. But he didn't want the whole thing. Just a strand. He followed that strand across the sky, then down, as it separated from the weave and became a single pure channel of Force energy. Dark side energy. He followed it to the trees, to the ground. There stood a woman. He could almost see her in his mind's eye. Tall, strong, even beautiful in the savage fashion of the women of Dathomir. Her hair was red, like Mara's. That caused him a little twinge of sadness, but did not thrust him out of his meditation, nor did it cause him to abandon his current objective. Beside him, the pile he had made, a dozen fist-sized rocks rose into the air. Higher and higher they went, until they reached the Force net, until they met the strand he had selected. The Night Sisters were preparing tactics against Luke Skywalker. So be it. For the next little while, he would be someone else. Because the mercenary Carrick had been effective against them, the Night Sisters had eliminated Carrick. So be it. For the next little while, Luke would be Carrick. In his tactics, and in his role, at least. His cloud of rocks now moved laterally, following the Force strand he had selected. It curved downward, as the strand did. In his mind's eye, Luke followed it while the rocks separated by a few handbreadths and picked up speed. In the distance, he saw the tiny speck of the red-headed Night Sister. She rapidly grew in his mind's eye as the rocks neared her. At the last instant, having some presentiment of danger, she looked up. Then the cloud of rocks hit her. The image disappeared. The strand of Force energy stemming from the Night Sister instantly evaporated. The net above twitched and weakened. Rancors began sailing down the slope to Luke's left. He opened his eyes to watch. First was one whose Force presence was already failing. Its face was a ruined mess. Next was a flailing, howling beast whose head was on fire. Luke sighed. He did not wish their deaths. But where men and women chose to wield the Force to achieve unnatural ends, death always resulted. A cheer rose from the Dathomiri on the hilltop. At first it was ragged, then it rose in volume, strengthened. Ben caught the eye of the turbo leader. "How many did you lose?" She shook her head, as if unable to believe it.
"None. You?"
"Too badly injured. No deaths."
"And they didn't get as far as our witches."
She turned, got the attention of an adolescent Broken Columns boy.
"You, bring water around."
Minutes later, it became clear that their victory, while momentary, had been almost complete. 4 clan members were hurt, one of them perhaps fatally. 4 new Rancor bodies were piled up at the hill bottom, 3 along the southwest slope, and 1 on the eastern approach. And Ben could feel his father down the main approach, calm, unruffled. Dion joined Ben at the hilltop edge.
"The Star Destroyer hilltop held up pretty well."
Ben nodded.
"And now we find out what the enemy commander is made of."
In the next 2 hours, the Rancors came against them 3 more times. 7 members of the Raining Leaves and Broken Columns died. More were injured. 12 Rancors died. More were injured. In the last 2 engagements, not a single Rancor coming against them was fresh. All had fought before. All had been hurt before. Dion, visiting Luke after each skirmish, relayed Luke's report that 1 Night Sister had fallen during each exchange. Luke didn't know how many had been killed, how many injured,
But the way your father shook his head, Dion reported, makes me think those Night Sisters are goners.